This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Burning Man and festivals and kind of how things are changing over the years. Some people, they hate it when things change over time. And they become jaded and angry, and some lash out in physical violence, apparently. Destruction of property is what happened at this year's Burning Man. A disturbing story hitting the news in the Telegraph about one particular camp called White Ocean. That is, let's call it a wealthier camp than some of the typical campers at a Burning Man festival. They were attacked not physically against other human beings, but the camp itself was vandalized by so-called hooligans. They stole things from the camp. They pulled and sliced the electrical lines, meaning that their food went to waste because they had some refrigeration on the site, and glued the trailer doors shut. They vandalized the camping infrastructure and dumped 200 gallons of potable water, flooding the camp. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Cody.
And Johnson.
So we were talking about, you know, the way things have changed over the years and how some people just, you know, they get frustrated by that. They had a vision for what they thought this event was supposed to be, and then there are people attending. Hey, what do you know? There's 70,000 people there, so some people are going to be of a different, you know, economic strata than you are. And a lot of the hatred towards rich people is, come on, it comes from jealousy, right? I mean, they're jealous. They've probably, the rich tent probably has more beautiful women hanging out at it. It's closed off, so, you know, you can't get in. There's a security guard outside. It seems like a place where you might want to be, but you can't be there, so you might as well get angry, right?
Yeah. Sucks because people have the things I want. I mean, that's what it boils down to, yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of people. There's all kinds of experiences to have there. It's not like you're really missing out if you can't go into some plush tent with, you know, a fancy chef or whatever. There's still a lot to do at Burning Man, but some people just can't
get, handle it.
They can't get beyond this. Someone's having an experience that they're not.
You know, isn't there enough destruction of property going on purpose with the, you know, you're at Burning Man?
You mean like burning the man and
the big house you were talking about. No, that's not enough. We need to screw with these people's stuff.
Well, they are trying to make it so these people don't feel welcome, right? They want, look.
Basically, yeah.
If a bunch of your stuff gets cut up and set on fire or whatever and you didn't do it on purpose, then you're going to feel like maybe you shouldn't come back next year. You know, that's what they want you to think.
The thing that these people don't realize is that these wealthy people are wealthy enough also to afford security cameras in the future.
Well, right. They apparently did have some security, but not enough.
Security guards that probably were not so good.
Yeah, maybe the security guards were too distracted by Paris Hilton or whoever it was.
Sleep.
Yeah, well, that's true. Now, electricity, on the other hand, would mean you'd have to bring in a generator.
Well, they clearly had electricity.
Yeah, I think they
probably
did.
Probably don't want to take acid while you're a security guard either.
No.
I mean,
no,
not making any assumptions, but...
So anyway, that's sort of where we started the discussion. Cody, you had a story to add in here. There was one guy who wrote a piece about why he's not going back to Burning Man, and you said that part of it sort of stemmed from the idea of things have changed too much.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many of these richers coming in there with their fancy jets and helicopters, and they're not radically self-reliant enough.
Well, I don't know if I want to speak for him because I haven't seen read the article in a year, but this comes from a guy named Daniel Pinchbeck, who I got into because he wrote this book called Breaking Open the Head, which is, you know, he was an atheist and an author and, you know, kind of felt a void in his life and then got into psychedelics and it changed him in a lot of ways. And he was big into Burning Man for a while. But from his experiences over the years, he said that there was kind of a change. So he actually wrote this article last year. So it seems to me like this, you know, class warfare type of thing must be ongoing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I imagine the hard feelings have been building up for quite a while, and this year somebody decided to do something about it. And they've been getting some support. You know, one guy said that this is a revolution against the parasite class, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So he goes, and I'm skipping down a little bit because this is a long article, but he says, as far as Burning Man goes this year, I'm skipping it. There are a few reasons for this, but the main one is that I feel Burning Man, an institution in its own process of ongoing change and evolution, has lost its way. Hopefully this is temporary, because I know and love many of the people who create and run the festival and believe in their intentions and the vision. Burning Man has accomplished amazing things, opening up whole new realms of individual freedom and cultural expression. At the same time, the festival has become a bit of a victim of its own success.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it's become a massive entertainment complex, a bit like Disney World, for a contingent made up mostly of the wealthy elite. It always
mostly?
Had this vibe.
Mostly?
I guess that's what he's saying. I don't know. That's,
I mean, I've never been, so I can't say for sure. But, I mean, how would you really get a feel for that at an event like this where you could barely probably see 20 feet in front of you half the time? Like, how would you really know what most of the people there are like?
Tough to say. And with 70,000 people, I mean, there's got to be variety.
Right. I mean, look, there's a bunch of people that that set up tents. Some people have RVs. I kind of touched on this earlier. You need rebar to put a tent in the ground. So there's a real incentive to, you know, save the money up for an RV because, at the very least, that's not going to blow away in the wind on you during the middle of the day while you're out. Imagine that. You're out partying at some concert. You come back and your tent's completely gone. It's blown, 2 miles across the playa or something like that. Good luck getting that back. You won't even know where it went to. Now what are you going to do? Now you get to ask other people if you can crash with them in their tent. And so it's not an easy thing to do. If you're tenting it.
Spend the rest of your trip there in the orgy tent.
You'd have to give up quite a bit, I think, in that case. But if you're tenting it, I don't think you've got that much money. If you can't afford the RV, you're probably not, pretty well off. Would be my guess. And there are people that are tenting it at Burning Man. But he's saying most of the people are wealthy?
I don't know. Well, this part's interesting. So he says, at Burning Man, there was always a tension between two world views there, which I would characterize as a libertarian hedonism and mystical anarchism. I feel
that's interesting. I've never heard...
Mystical.
I mean, I know about libertarian hedonism. Yeah. We've certainly seen that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I imagine mystical anarchism would be more of like a tribalistic, shamanistic. Maybe he'll
something
explain.
Johnson would hate.
Maybe he'll explain. I guess more of the hippie anarchist.
Could be.
You know, like left versus right libertarianism.
But most people aren't libertarians there. I would say the anarchist term...
Sure, there's plenty of... the real term for that probably is anarcho-syndicalism.
Yeah, he's probably not talking about a libertarian anarchist there.
He might be looking at the whole thing from more of a psychedelic lens, less so than political, but I don't know. He says, I feel as a result of its rapid growth, and also as the festival has become a magnet for the wealthy elite, it has tilted too far towards libertarian hedonism. Art cars have become the new yachts, representing expressions of massively inflated egos. Wealthy camps will drop hundreds of thousands on a vehicle and then parade it around with a velvet rope vibe. Increasingly, the culture of Burning Man feels like an offshoot of the same mindless, self-interested, interested nihilistic worldview in neoliberal economics.
Way too many adjectives there. Let's try that one again. Let me see if I can digest this.
Right.
I'm not the most educated person. So what was that again?
Okay. Burning Man feels like an offshoot of the same mindless, self-interested, nihilistic worldview.
Mindless, self-interested, nihilistic. So nihilistic, believing in nothing.
Nothing matters.
Mindless and selfish. Okay, got it.
I don't think that nihilistic people are generally all that self-interested, but anyway.
Right, yeah, it seems a little confusing, but all right.
And neoliberal economics that are rapidly annihilating our shared life world.
I don't know what a neoliberal economics is.
I don't know. So this guy's
neoliberal economics are the people who are just like, meh, everything for free. He's just making fun of them.
Are you sure?
Neoliberal economics?
Okay, I'm gonna look that one up.
That's pretty, straightforward in my mind anyway.
All right. Because the guy's complaining about the libertarianism here.
Right, but he's complaining about two camps of people.
It sounds like he's complaining about people parading around expensive floats and vehicles and the art cars and whatnot.
Back it up for that sentence again for the neoliberal economics. Read that whole sentence over again.
Burning Man feels like an offshoot of the same mindless, self-interested, nihilistic worldview and neoliberal economics that are rapidly annihilating our shared life world.
Yeah, that's very contradictory.
Neoliberalism, a political theory of the late 1900s holding that personal liberty is maximized by limiting government interference in the operation of free markets. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Okay. We'll continue here with this in moments on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about jaded partygoers. Specifically, Burning Man. We've got an article that Cody is sharing with us about why one guy who's an old school burner, it sounds like, is not going back or did not go back this year. He wrote it last year, presumably. Was he writing it about not going to 2015 or not going to 2016? Do you know?
That I don't know. I think he said he was skipping this year, so I assume it was the last Burning Man.
So 2015. So yeah, 2016 Burning Man just wrapped up yesterday. There was news about some of the folks at a richer camp, some people who are fairly wealthy, had their own camp, sort of a private camp. It was attacked by hooligans who destroyed their property, glued their trailer doors shut, sliced their electrical lines, causing their refrigeration to go down, them to lose their food spoiled very quickly in the hot desert sun there. And some people are happy about that. Some people are saying that's it's the beginning of the revolution, that the Burning Man is going to be taken back by the poor scabs or whatever. Right. I'm not sure.
The proletariat.
Yeah. And so you can join us with your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, money is generally not acceptable at Burning Man. Of course, you have to have internet to use Bitcoin, but if you were using Bitcoin, at the very least, no one would see you flashing cash around at Burning Man, because apparently it's a no-no to bring money to Burning Man. But, of course, if you want to get into Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. Read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Plus, you can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, it's Bitcoin.com. So we're in the middle of this piece here where the guy is showing how smart he is by rattling off a bunch of terms. Let's read the terms again just for listeners who are just now tuning in. I didn't know what neoliberalism was, so I had to go and look it up, but go ahead.
Okay, let me scroll back here because I skipped. It's like I said, it's a long article, skipped a bunch.
And where's it coming from? Do you happen to remember the website?
His own website, Reality Sandwich.
Okay, got it.
I'm not going to find it. Nihilistic self something.
Okay, yeah. And then he mentioned something about neoliberalism as well. He was frustrated by the different types of, like, he saw two different types of people that are attending Burning Man. There was the
libertarian hedonist,
and then the anarchist. What was it?
The mystical anarchist.
Mystical anarchist.
Yes.
That there's this conflict between the two groups.
So I'm going to skip down a little bit to a part I think Johnson will really hate.
I'm already there, buddy.
As I wrote in my books, I believe Burning Man represents an organic expression of something innate to human beingness. We need initiatory experiences, centers where non-ordinary states of consciousness can be explored and also interpreted with a shared context for understanding and integration. Emerging from the psychedelic culture of the Bay Area, Burning Man is, to a certain extent, a postmodern reinvention of centers of mystery schools of wisdom, like Eleusis, where the artists, philosophers, and leaders of the classical world visited each year. However, at this point, it lacks a deeper awareness of its own value and purpose. Without this, it is in danger of becoming another appendage of the military-industrial entertainment complex.
Well, that's an interesting...
Another distraction factory.
So
this guy just sounds like a fool to me, because it's like, no, seriously, he's one of these guys who's constantly, he's trying to, let me show you my vocabulary because I'm not actually really all that smart. You know, like, it's like one of these guys who's like got the thesaurus cracked open, or, you know, just using every possible word to, you know.
So this comes back to the discussion we had a few weeks ago on this Tuesday night episode of Free Talk Live, where you brought in the study that looked at the sort of gobbledygook, what you consider to be gobbledygook nonsense words.
So this is great. It's a great example of that sort of thing. Like, for example, the one of the expressions that he used that I thought was fun is one of these nonsense terms, initiatory experiences.
Yeah,
initiatory experiences, because...
Well, but I think there is something to be gained from...
You definitely have to initiate that experience to have... I mean, it's like...
Well, everybody has a first experience of
garbage language. I mean, it's just useful. It's useless garbage language.
So we're going to come back to this.
So what if you call it a psychedelic rite of passage?
Why don't you just call it an experience and stop sounding like a jackass?
Well, I get
don't know. Why does the stove in there say preheating when it could just say heating?
So I get where you're coming from. Like, there's a lot of unnecessary verbiage in there, and he's definitely trying to show how special
he
is.
I can answer that, by the way. You need to bring a stove up to heat so that the food cooks in a certain
fashion. I've got a George Carlin bit to show you.
Oh,
later.
Yeah, that George Carlin bit's hilarious. But I get where he's coming from at the same time. So let me see if I can interpret what it was that he was saying. Because to Johnson, that's just meaningless claptrap.
Yeah.
Whereas you and I might be able to actually understand what it is that he's saying.
I understand what he's saying, but he's just using garbage language to get there. You know, like, it's just he's using nonsense.
Definitely acting highfalutin, for sure. Like, yes, he's looking down his nose at these libertarian
hedonists.
It's
not an efficiency of language that these, you know, mystical people are using. It's actually a much more inefficient way of communicating.
But what he was saying... So I'm just going to try to translate what I heard you saying. Cody, tell me if you think I'm wrong on this. He's saying is his vision for the Burning Man experience was like this place where these psychonaut-type people can come, these sort of thought leaders in that area, the artists that are sort of stemming from the use of psychedelics and introspection and all this, could come and sort of join together and, you know, get to know one another and create together.
Yeah.
And he's frustrated because he sees it or has seen it becoming just a big hedonistic party. And that's not, in his mind, what the purpose of Burning Man was.
Right. And, you know, I have seen a lot of people who have gotten that thing wrong. You know, drugs aren't necessarily good or bad, and festivals aren't necessarily good or bad. It's how you, what you do with it, you know. So, yeah, are you going there to try and expand your consciousness, or are you going there just to get loaded and laid, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, so if it's more about showing off, look at all the cool stuff I've got. Well, yeah, it is kind of missing the point a little bit.
But that, to some extent, has always been the point, at least in recent years of Burning Man, with these large spectacles. So even if you were to eliminate the, let's go party and have sex aspect, you would still have the, hey, we're showing off aspect. I mean, the structures, the artwork at Burning Man is second to none. I mean, it's incredible. I've never seen it in person, but the photographs are absolutely stunning. I mean, just go ahead and pull up Burning Man art photos, and you will be blown away by the level of artistic capability. I mean, I'm not an art... You're an art major, Johnson, so I'm sure you'd have a real appreciation for it. I'm by no means a trained, you know, art scholar. I really generally don't know much about it, but I know, you know, you like what you like, right? You see something, you like it or you don't. And there's really some amazing, intricate, well-designed, thought-provoking, and just mind-blowing kind of artwork at this event. And that's absolutely a we're-showing-off-our-ability kind of thing. Otherwise, it'd just be some guy with a paintbrush or whatever.
One man who I would almost have to assume goes to Burning Man every year is Alex Gray, a visionary artist. You know, he'll take DMT, and he will paint what he sees in that place. Man, if you haven't seen Alex Gray's art, totally worth
it. I think I've seen some of it. Very, very psychedelic kind of stuff. There's more. Is there more to this story that you want to share of the guy who's burned out on Burning Man?
It's not going to get any better, but yes, there is.
Well, I kind of enjoy the grousing. It's interesting to hear the perspective of somebody who is, he feels like the event's gone wrong. Now, the nice thing about events is you can always make your own. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We can return to more Burning Man discussion here in moments with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. But first, I also want to let you know about how you can listen on demand, Free Talk Live, over your phone, any phone, dumb phone, smartphone, landline, as long as you can dial a long-distance number. Now, keep in mind, if you have to pay for long distance, that could be a problem. But if you got unlimited long distance, then you're going to be good to go. With this phone number, it's 641-793-9660. You can listen to Free Talk Live as well as a bunch of other great LRN.FM shows, including Off the Air Live, which is Cody's show.
Yep.
So available on demand for you anytime you want them. Just dial 641-793-9660. And one of the perks of this is that if you have a smartphone but you've got a limited data plan, well, this doesn't use any data. So it's a way for you to get our thoughts and our ideas and our shows into your ears without actually having to pay for anything. Again, so long as you got free long distance, you're good to go. Call it up at 641. That's 641-793-9660. You can listen to the LRN.FM live feed. You can listen to shows on demand. You can also leave a message for us as well. So if you aren't able to call into the show live, Well, then you can just leave a message there, and we'll consider playing it on the radio. Once again, that number, 641-793-9660, for the audio on-demand listen line. As we go to Greg, he's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to make a follow-up to my call last week. Remember, I called in talking about how paying rent to the co-op is similar to sort of paying taxes to a state, and we went back and forth about it. I think I came up with a better example. You know, when you have a business and you want to do business in a state, like let's say New Hampshire, then that state might require you to pay taxes from that business's activity. And I say that that's similar to putting your store inside a mall and paying rent to the mall because, you know, you're free not to do it. But if you do it, the jurisdiction, the mall could tell you to pay rent. So I think those two things are very similar. They're just different in scale. That's kind of my point.
Well, except for the fact that one is an explicit contract and the other one is a make-believe contract called a social contract, where the social contract is whatever it is they say it is anytime they say it is. They can change the terms anytime they want to. A contract that you get into for a rental is very explicit, that has the terms written out, and if you don't like the terms, then you don't get into that agreement. So, no,
right.
I understand where you're coming from, it's not at all the same.
Right. The mall survives by voluntarily selling products to people who want to come to the mall to buy them, whereas the state survives by stealing money from people at gunpoint. There's a little bit of a difference there.
Well, there's two objections here. One is the gunpoint objection. So you're saying that the state uniquely employs violence and no other organization would employ violence.
I'm saying the mall doesn't employ violence.
No. The mall will employ violence against you if you violate your agreement.
Not to take money from you to support itself.
That's the difference, is the state uses initiatory violence. The state will initiate aggression against people, whereas the mall will only defend itself with violence if necessary.
I'm just saying I think that distinction is not correct. The mall contracts with people with guns, whether it would be a private security forces or whether it would be a
city. So they're forcing people to buy products at the mall? When was the last time you went into a mall and they said, you're going to buy this or else?
I'm not likening you to a customer. I am saying that you are a store owner that
but
has
the mall. How does the mall survive?
It collects rent from the tenants in the mall.
And how do the tenants get their money? They're taking their money.
However they like to.
They're forcing them to buy their products.
No one is forcing anybody, but neither is
the interesting, because the state seems to force people to buy their products. They say, you have to come do this, or we're going to steal from you, or we're going to throw you in a cage, or we're going to kill you if you don't comply.
Hold on. Wouldn't you agree that the proper analogy is that the mall forces the tenants to pay rent, and the state forces the businesses to pay tax.
No. Tenants make the choice tenants make the choice to be in the mall, whereas the
businesses make a choice to be in the state.
No, they don't.
Most people never make a choice to be in a state. They're born there.
Right, and they
business,
live somewhere.
Yeah,
but the business.
Who's born in a mall? Nobody's born in a mall. It's a completely different scenario.
Also,
If I choose to run a business on a piece of land or whatever, I don't want the state involved. I want nothing to do with it.
Right. The state's going to get involved, though. If you try to open up a business on your own, what you think is your property, they're going to come in there with men with guns and say, Mr. Johnson, you didn't get your permits here. You need to come and beg from us.
But regardless of what you're saying.
It doesn't even matter if it's a lemonade stand, they'll take it down.
Regardless of what you're saying there, like even if I were to judge the fairness of that part of the analogy and say, okay, you know, people are making a choice, which is ridiculous on its face, but let's say people are making a choice to be in a state just in the same way that they're making the choice to be in the mall. Let's say that that's the fairest part of your analogy. The part that you're not getting is that the mall is surviving by offering goods and services, whereas the state is surviving by forcing people to accept its goods and services at the point of a gun.
Whether they like them or not. Whether they want them or not.
Right. Whether they want them or not, and whether or not, you know, like... The charging for these things, whether or not they use them or not.
I'm saying that you're free to leave any state or any city the same way
that
that was coming.
That's
I knew
false. You are not.
I knew that was coming.
No,
you're not free to leave the state. The state will charge you if you want to try to leave it. The state will demand obedience if you want to try to leave
it. Are you saying the mall will not charge you rent that you owe it if you leave the mall? It will not go after you?
You owe the mall rent. Sir, you owe the mall rent because you agreed to pay the rent. You do not owe the state because there is no actual agreement between you and the state. There's only men with guns who will force you into paying the state. You never actually... Being born somewhere should not obligate someone to a set of rules that they've never read or have any agreement with.
Well, being born, so there's a distinction here. If you go to France, let's say, and you go through customs and immigration, you have to sign papers. And you know, if you want to make that explicit, you can. If you're talking about being born, right, that's where the scale comes in. There's very few people that are born inside a co-op and then their parents die, and then they doesn't mean they can live rent-free because they've never signed an explicit agreement, right? So if you look at that scenario, you'll see that the problem is not about being born. It's just that it rarely happens in a smaller organization. If it did, you'd have the same problem. Could you live rent-free?
Why does an organization like the state have to provide services that where it forces people? Why can't people voluntarily choose to use certain services? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, say, having, you know, a police service or a fire department or roads that are built for by people who actually use them and want to pay for them?
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, many organizations do exactly that.
So why does the state have to rely on violence? Non-stop violence, constantly.
Because every organization relies on violence. It just happens that the police are employed by the city. Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't pay your rent, your co-op or your mall will still resort to violence. Private property doesn't eliminate violence.
Nobody said that.
That's not really true.
Nobody said
that private property. The mall has no actual authority to use any violence whatsoever.
Well, they do if you have somebody on your property.
They can remove somebody from the property, but not to collect the rent.
No, I agree with you there, but ultimately they have to use, if you're not paying the rent, they'll have to use violence if you don't leave.
They'll use the violence of the state.
Well, that's because the state has a monopoly on it, but otherwise they would be able to use some sort of private enforcer that would come in there and clean out the area. But again, the key difference that you continue to just brush off, Greg, is the fact that people are not consenting to the state's violence. They're not consenting to an agreement that says, I will do this in return or in return for this. In the mall, you agree to that. You're under a lease. You're under however many years lease, which says that in return for however many thousands of dollars a month in rent, that you'll get the service of having, you know, the air conditioning, the heating, the security, the bathrooms being cleaned, and, you know, all the other things that a mall and the marketing that mall would provide.
And a mall will actually also listen if you think that any of those things are subpar and need to be changed or improved or whatever.
Guys, I don't want to brush over anything. I want to directly address exactly what you said. And, you know, when you move into a mall, you choose to situate your store there. Of course, it's a choice. You don't have to open a store. You don't have to go to that particular mall. But the same way, I don't have to open an LLC in a state. No one's holding a gun to my head saying I have to have my LLC do business in the state of California. If I do, however, I'm saying it's the same situation, just in a larger scale.
You don't need an LLC to do business. You'll just be able to open up your front door. Thanks for the call, Greg. It's Free Talk.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. The discussion, and before we get back to our next call, I wanted to comment just a little bit further on this idea that the state is somehow no different than a shopping mall. And that is what was suggested by our last caller, Greg, in New York, and he was saying, well, you know, it's no different. You're getting a lease from a mall versus ordering an LLC from the state. Well, okay, I get the argument that if you ask the state for some sort of legal protection, that, yeah, okay, you're getting into a contract with them. Sure, that's true.
Being born is not a contract. And, no. And look, I years ago tried to find my social contract so I could rip it up, and I realized it didn't exist.
It does not exist. No.
Yeah.
It's just a fantasy. It's a fantasy that allows people like Greg to ignore the violence that's being used against peaceful people. And so, sure, if you ask for the state's permission to do something, then you shouldn't be surprised when they come back with a set of rules for you.
Yep.
But in a free place, now we don't have this, but in a free place, you shouldn't have to ask anyone's permission to do something. If you really own something, and Greg would actually argue that you don't, and that's actually one of his strongest arguments, is that, in point of fact, none of this is actually private property, and it's all just owned by the state, and we're just, you know, vassals or serfs on the land. I think that's probably the strongest argument. But if indeed this is supposed to be a free place, which is what most of us were told when we were growing up, it's a free country. You can do what you want. as long as you don't hurt anybody else. Sounds great. Well, then I should be able to open up my door and start a home-based business. Well, guess what? In most places, without asking for an LLC, without going down and begging permission from some state agent, so again, no contract. I'm not contracting with anyone from the state. I just want to start, you know, selling some product from my home or cutting hair, providing a service of some sort from my home because it's expensive to go into a mall. You want to get a mall store? You're looking at $3,000, $4,000, I don't know how many thousands of dollars per month for a relatively small piece of property that you can then sell stuff from. So you're better off selling from your home. Some people would love to cook in their home for other people and make a little bit of money off of that. Maybe make enough money to pay for their own food or pay a little bit of the power bill or something like that. But it's illegal to do that in most places. If you start running a home-based business in most towns in America, once the government gets wind of it, you know, it might go for a little while if you're just servicing your friends who aren't going to snitch you out. But eventually, somebody who's got the permit from in town, some competing business who, you know, has asked the government's permission to do business, they're going to find out that you exist, and they're going to call up their buddies in the government and say, hey, there's somebody making food in their house.
Like that.
We've paid for an expensive license from you guys, and that includes protection. So you need to go in there and stop those people from making food in their own kitchen for their own friends and neighbors because that's illegal. This is why we have the health code and permits and all this other nonsense. So, no, you don't have the freedom to just do your own thing.
Well, I mean, who do you think it is that is most likely to call the FCC over a pirate radio station?
The other radio stations. Right. We already know that's what happened here in Keene when we had one of the pirate stations here. Local radio stations called the FCC and complained about it. Why? Because they've been abused, and they want everybody else to be abused, too. Everybody
Stockholm
else,
syndrome.
That's exactly what it is. People, you know, that are basically coming to respect their abusers and identify with the abusers. It's sick. And it's sad that somebody could possibly look at the at a shopping mall and compare that to the state and to act as though they are one and the same, even though the state uses initiatory force. It uses the threat of violence. And if you don't believe that's true, then just try starting to live free. Go ahead. Try starting your own business without asking any state agent's permission to do it. And see what happens. See how many months you can go for before you get the knock at the door or the threatening letter arriving in your mailbox. Because it will come. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's bring Socrates on the line. He's calling from New Hampshire and on Skype.
Well, what's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to get back into that conversation that Johnson mentioned when you were talking about Burning Man. Cody was reading an article and mentioned neoliberalism. And you read the definition of, ironically, of classical liberalism. And this kind of ironically relates to today. You have Gary Johnson turning the word libertarian into progressive Democrat. Right? I mean, if you honestly rank the quote unquote progressives versus Gary Johnson, you'll notice that Gary Johnson is arguably more in line. What do you think?
You're saying Gary Johnson, the Libertarian's presidential candidate, is more of a progressive than he is a libertarian?
Yes, and this is just based on what he said recently. So you have three candidates. One supports what Gary Johnson called the IPP, which is really the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's strike one against libertarianism. You can't have a secret trade agreement with corporations and have individual liberty, kind of the antithesis of that.
Okay.
Second, he supports a libertarian alternative to the global warming. Well, he implements a fee. Now, I've never heard of a fee that's a libertarian on carbon.
Right.
So it's not a tax, it's a fee on carbon. Now, I'd like to see how that's a libertarian solution, but he said it in the same sentence. Third, not all lives don't matter. He said that's offensive. And fourth, he said the word illegal immigrant is now offensive, and that he will implement the word police and jail people that are, quote-unquote, that are wearing burqas on the streets. And he's just not a non-libertarian, and he says the word. He's worse than Bob Barr.
How is putting somebody in a jail cell for burqa wearing progressive?
Because progressives promote the idea of forced secularism. I guess you could say France has burkini bans, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so these kind of, they want to promote this quote-unquote secular ideology.
So you're saying this guy was a Republican, a Republican governor who's now become a progressive and has gotten nominated by the Libertarian Party through the assistance of other Republicans. That's kind of weird, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. And obviously, I mean, it's as much as Mitt Romney would be considered a Republican today, right? I mean, you look at Mitt Romney's platform, you look at Barack Obama's platform. I mean, it's kind of hard to see which one is actually more libertarian because they're kind of the same. I argue Gary Johnson's around par with those two.
You know, I wish if Daryl were here, he could give us an excerpt from, I think it was Gary Johnson's bio or something on his website, where basically he admits he has no principles. He just, like, it literally is in print that Gary Johnson himself has basically said, yeah, I have no principles. I'm just kind of doing this because I'm not Hillary and I'm not Trump.
I thought the Libertarian Party has the platform focused around the non-aggression principle. I've never seen somebody completely disregard it and throw it up in the wind, right?
While talking about it.
He throws out terms like, I mean, it's especially annoying when he throws out these loaded terms such as, like, he's liberal on some issues, right? And he's conservative on some issues. But the most annoying is when he'll call Trump a racist. I mean, no offense. You can probably think Trump is a racist, but I do not want to hear a libertarian Kennedy, who was supposed to be focused on the non-aggression principle, just talking about just blanket racism of another candidate. It's really embarrassing
He's playing into what they want him to talk about, right?
Hillary Clinton an honorable public servant, quote-unquote. What is this? Like, this guy is not a libertarian.
And his vice presidential candidate, Bill Weld, went even further and basically said he was buddies with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, one more thing on Bill Weld. Okay, fun quote for Bill Weld, right? He's a very, very pro-firearm because he said, anything that, you know, a military firearm is anything that has over five rounds, a rifle with over five rounds, right? That's military. And he said, we have to watch out and we have to remove semi-automatics because any rifle that has more than five rounds in it, you can remove the clip. This is what he said. Remove the clip and it becomes automatic. Now, that is the worst distortion of understanding a basic firearm. Yeah. Never mind advocating the banning of it. And this is the Libertarian Party.
It's sad.
Exactly.
It really is sad. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight, Socrates. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I can't get behind the LP. I really can't. They're sad.
It makes sense what they're doing. They're trying to appeal to the Bernie people because they know that they're floating and, you know, some of them may not vote for Hillary.
Maybe they should have sent Gary Johnson to Burning Man. We'll come back around to more of that discussion here, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Johnson has a story. Speaking of guns, right? Don't you have a gun-related story? We'll get into that coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.